This means four gigantic buildings shoehorned into the Greenwich Village area with its distinctive low-rise cityscape. This means subjecting several thousand families to at least 20 years of continuous demolition and construction. It means the annihilation of about 2 acres of green space and felling scores of trees, including an acclaimed landscape garden. It is, from every conceivable point of view, a nightmare and completely unnecessary and indefensible. And so NYU's own faculty is overwhelmingly opposed to the plan and has joined the community to try to block it, which is something that has never happened in the decades of NYU's expansion in Greenwich Village.
So I understand the faculty of NYU is 3,000. How many have joined this campaign against their own employer, so to speak?
Well, it's a hard question to answer because there's a very an oppressive atmosphere of terror at the university. But I can give you a sense of how extensive the opposition is by noting that to date, 34 departments and divisions have voted unanimously or near unanimously against the plan, including the Stern Business School. The faculty there voted 52-3 against it. The economics department voted unanimously. Mathematics, English, history, anthropology, I could go on and on. If you exclude the faculty at the medical school and the engineering school, which are, you know, elsewhere in the city and whose faculty don't tend to live in this neighborhood, you can safely estimate that well over 70% of the entire faculty, probably more, are opposed to this thing. 40% of the full-time faculty live on the two blocks affected directly by the plan. But there are other reasons that I think we should discuss why faculty who don't live here in particular are just as militantly opposed to it.
And why is that?
Well, for one thing, NYU has refused to show its business plan for this extremely costly project to anyone, to the community board, to the faculty senate, to the finance professors at the Stern Business School, to the media. No one has seen the business plan. And that's a bit worrying, since this thing is supposed to cost around $6 billion, and NYU has only a $2.2 billion endowment. The university is already spread quite thin all over the world and has been radically cost-cutting here at home, cutting financial aid, freezing salaries, fighting the creation of graduate student and adjunct unions, and so on. So people are, I think, rightly worried that this is an extremely reckless plan financially and could well bankrupt NYU, which is heavily dependent on tuition revenue. And this means that this project will be financed largely by more student debt. And NYU already has, I think, the sixth highest level of student indebtedness in the country. It certainly has among the most expensive tuition rates in the country. So it's not only precarious, it seems to us, to finance this plan on the backs of students, but also immoral, and we oppose it on that ground. Also, beyond the financial question, there is no doubt that this plan will seriously threaten NYU's academic standing, because if it does proceed, dozens of faculty will immediately leave. I mean, people are already looking to other schools, extending feelers to go teach at places where they won't house their faculty on a live construction site. And as they go, and as NYU then has no place to house new professors, because these buildings, as I say, will be surrounded by bulldozers and pile drivers, fewer top candidates for grad school will apply here. And if, as everyone knows, they will have to let in more students and charge higher tuition in order to cover the costs for this thing, that means lowering admission standards and looking for affluent candidates for enrollment rather than looking to, intelligent students who don't have a lot of money. So, in many, many ways, the plan is a direct threat to NYU's academic standing, and this is another reason why faculty who don't live anywhere near the areas affected are quite resolute in their opposition to this thing.
I understand these plans have been talked about for the past 5 years, but recently the city Planning Commission approved the expansion, but the Community Board too was unanimous in its vote against it, and we're coming up to a City Council hearing. So do you have any sense of where the City Council sits on this?
Well, the City Council will cast the decisive vote on this sometime in late July. The City Council is probably going to approve it. We're fighting very hard to make sure that that doesn't happen. Plus, NYU faculty against the Sexton plan, NYU FASP, has also hired a top law firm, Gibson Dunn, which has an excellent record of defeating ill-conceived real estate developments on behalf of the community. So, you know, through all our efforts, we expect we'll be able, at the very least, to delay this thing and hopefully to stop it entirely tonight at 7 o'clock at the New York Theater Workshop here in Manhattan. We're going to have a big benefit with comedians and musicians and you know, public intellectuals who are going to help us, you know, raise the funds we need for this effort.